An exciting day for the CAA, and to look at the turnout here today, bodes well for a new venture here in the coming years. Frank Remish and I were talking a little bit earlier about when this process kind of started. We've had a flirtation with Baltimore for maybe a couple decades, around. And it, despite some of the references that this was something that came about really because of what's going on in college athletics, I think kind of quite the contrary in many degrees, that the team that was put together in the city of Baltimore with the state, with Towson University, everyone coming together, it really conveyed a great opportunity for our league to look at a new venue. We have been someplace for 24 years. Down in Richmond, it's been a great run. But there's also a new excitement of a new locale and new fan base, which is very important, to the CAA. Before this morning, I was walking around downtown a little bit, got here a little early, and I started to visualize all the thousands of fans that are going to come in and enjoy the tremendous amenities and attractions of downtown Baltimore. It's going to be a fabulous tournament locale. I know Baltimore is a rich and vibrant sports town, and obviously you've had some of the biggest sporting events around that occur here. But you haven't really seen March Madness much, and that's a different sporting animal. The excitement that focuses on the college basketball community, the excitement that focuses on this tournament. We're going to have an opportunity where you kind of kick off championship week in prime time on national television on Monday that garners a whole lot of extra attention. The thing that kind of hit me this morning walking around, this gives us an opportunity to be playing on a bigger stage with brighter lights. An opportunity for our teams to showcase their abilities to fans not only here in Maryland but also from our home markets that stretch from Ballston to Charleston. And a lot of excitement just in the last 24 hours that we've heard from our fan base about coming to Baltimore as truly a destination. Said before, a couple of speakers that we've had been averaging last year 47,000 fans that came in, an economic impact in the $6 million range for the weekend. We bring in national television for the semifinals and the finals with the NBC Sports Network. We bring in regional television up and down the East Coast with our partners with Comcast Sportsnet from New England through Florida, areas right up and down the I-95 corridor. And we'll be promoting the fact that we're coming to Baltimore, and this is where the season ends. In college basketball, March Madness is the signature event, which everybody's pointing towards, and it's going to be very clear that our destination is going to be Baltimore. We have 370,000 alumni that live within 100 miles of Baltimore, which is going to be just an incredible fan base. The students from our universities in Maryland and in Baltimore, this is going to be a lot of them are going to be coming home to see their teams play. We have a number of student athletes from Baltimore that and Maryland that have been a core fabric of our participation. A number of the players on George Mason's 2006 Final Four team were Maryland kids, a number of Baltimore kids. So that excitement is going to be there. We also, as a league, have a pretty good history, I think, with Baltimore. And just reminded this morning that in 2000, when we reformulated after the last round of conference realignments and expansions, we had our launch party announcing our new schools down on the USS Constellation, down right in the harbor. It was a wonderful night. We have our annual football media day is right over there at M&T Bank Stadium. As we speak, we have a conference of 60 administrators going on out by the airport. In fact, I'm headed there after this to go speak to them. So we look to being a partner, not just for 4 days in March, but I think, throughout the year with Baltimore. We are tremendously proud and excited about the faith and confidence everyone has expressed in the CAA institutions. We look forward to, you know, conducting some outstanding championships that bring great visibility, great excitement, and just a great time in Baltimore. One other thing, and mentioned earlier on, we have used the tournament as much as we can to form other partnerships with the public schools, with all different kinds of other community service agencies, which we will still do, and look forward to the extent that, playing basketball, playing college basketball becomes a dream of so many young kids, to the extent that we can use that as a motivating factor and, partnering with the schools here and throughout Maryland. You have our pledge to do that, and we look forward to opening up those kinds of opportunities to be a win-win for everybody. So, Tom, on behalf of the 10 institutions and the Colonial Athletic Association, we are extremely excited about setting up shop next March out here to crown a new champion, to start March Madness, and to call Baltimore as a byline.